we need to, or if this insurance is due the end of the...
I'm not saying to not make a decision on this today, I'm just saying we need to pick an option on it.
But there also needs to be a recommendation that this go forward to a motion, because we need to pick our insurance provider, and they need to be notified by the end of this month.
Yes, but to Council Charles' point, if council picks option two, for example, then include the discussion for a reserve at our next budget. Then, no, we're taking option two, but at the next budget meeting, and even if I could put in maybe a $20,000 budget line just to start the discussion, and then council can decide if the 20 is, if they want to do the 20, or if they want to up the number. That way you're kind of hedging your bets a little bit either way.
So are we in agreeance that service supplier number one with the option that somehow will fund the difference?
I just think we should pick option two, put that to the next meeting as a motion, and then have a discussion on the budget. If we want to put money aside, 20,000, I don't know.
Are you making that a motion?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I was trying to tell you.
But option two is supplier one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So both options were supplier. Right.
Do we have a second or a motion?
Is there a second there for that?
Vicky seconded.
Vicky seconded. And then I'll second that.
Sorry.
So then we'll, at just budget discussion, we'll decide, but if we agree to fund the difference, then, yeah, okay. There'll have to be a motion that no matter what, if four departments are running each other, we're going to fund the difference.
Yes.
Well, you never know. I mean, if we agree to fund the difference, we agree to fund the difference.
I guess we go back to what Councilor Brown said. If we can save that $60,000 per year and use his 300, I can't remember what he said.
320.
320 number, like that analogy makes sense to me. So I think option two is great, and I just don't want to see that put on the card.
Everyone in agreement?
Yeah, and I'd like to see us go ahead with the next budget thing to put an amount in for a reserve, so that when we come to the next budget talks, we've got a number there that we can actually look and compare it with.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, you're artificially inflating the tax rate. So
I understand that.
I would encourage, we've got enough reserves now to put money in the reserve and let it sit there, and then to say, well, let's put more in next year. It's we already have financial challenges. And so, I mean, we're financially well off enough that if they came forward today and needed $15,000, just make a motion to take it out of surplus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without increasing the tax rate to set it aside early. I think there's lots of money there to do.
I'm perfectly fine with that then.
And option two definitely says we will fund the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor of putting this ahead for recommendation at our next course supplier number one, and we'll also have to have a motion at the same time about reflecting option two.
I'll talk to our municipal clerk about how to properly bring that forward, but yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to find my agenda. District 13 area rate. Councilor Mews.
So, after budget meetings, I had a discussion with manager of finance, Larry Plummer, and to get this to go forward, that we pay our sewage debt, we have to add it to the assessments of District 13 as well as assessment count numbers. And it says debt charges for assessment District 13 at 100%, the roads, streets, sidewalk expenses, sewage debt. That has to be it. Am I wrong?
No idea what you just said. You got me totally confused. So
right now it's 75%.
We have a policy that we read every year at the end of the budget.
Yes.
And on the area rate, District 13. And I've been told that it doesn't cover sewage. So our sewage right now debt is is $150,000 a year, which is paid by every district. And manager finance had in that she was gonna bring it from 0.05 down to 0.025, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagreed with her, and she said that we can't cover sewage debt unless it's put in the policy.
I know what sewer debt is, though. I know you just said
it's 150,000.
But that's what we all pay.
That's what everybody, all the taxpayers pay.
Everyone, including people within the assessment district.
So if we take and put the money back on, and it hasn't been agreed upon, you have to take it off, 50,000 of the 150,000 will be paid by District 13, who 90-some percent are on sewage.
What about the people in Brooklyn and Milton and everywhere else that, how do we include all them in?
Question. I thought this stemmed from the fact that it was being proposed to drop from that area rate. Council was suggesting that that 2 cents stay on that area rate for Monson?
No, that's right. Okay. So District 13, Lynn probably explained it better than me.
So what you're saying is that you don't want the District 13 area rate decreased.
That's right.
But you don't want it to cover all the sewer part of the meter.
Until the URB, when we go to the URB and get that done for the sewage rates.
I don't think the URB
is a sewage rate, but I know what you're saying.
Aren't we going after sewage rates?
That's not utility.
That's just council.
That's us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. All right, so until that's done, I don't see why my district, District 1, has to pay, and I know we're going to have to pay some, why am I paying for the sewage debt when we're taking 2 cents off of District 13 and which can go towards its debt? It says it's going to... The little line says debt, they're gonna take it down 2 cents. So this is a debt, sewage debt, and mostly in District 13. I know it's in other districts too. But why are we taking it off so that I gotta pay more money for sewage?
That's a question for yourself, because you're a counselor. Great. So to the director manager finance's point, council wishes to add to the area rate that the debt associated with sewer, part of that area rate, that is council's right, is it not?
Yeah, I think Councilor Mew simply wants, would like to see how the Liverpool rate will stay the same and not, the area rate stays the same and not be decreased.
And manager finance
and
told me that I had
right.
to add, and when it says here,
yes.
roads, streets, sidewalk expenses, I have to add sewage
yes.
because it wasn't included in this.
Partial amount of it. To get to the 2 cents.
So we have to be careful that we're not, and first I heard this, other than budget discussion, so I'm not sure what the numbers look like, so please don't misquote me for speaking wrong here, because I'm not sure what the numbers look like, but is the area rate currently for Liverpool, the 5 cents is for debt for paving, and so because some of that debt is paid off, it's proposed to go to 2.5 cents, I think that's what
right.
the budget sheet.
That's correct.
And
yep.
so if you don't want to give Liverpool residents that 2.5 cent saving, you're talking about charging them more for the sewer debt that's on the general rate now to bring up the other, to bring it back to the 2.5 cents. So they're
yes.
Okay. So that's a little more complicated because the sewer debt's 150,000. Are you then saying the sewer debt in Brooklyn? You're going to increase the rate in Liverpool to pay for Brooklyn sewer, or what does that 150,000 equate to? Does that equate for 2.5 cents? Probably not.
No, but and that's what.
So that's
so
why.
So
talking about.
I think I figured it out. It was 50. If we put the 2.5 cents back on again, don't take it off at all. It hasn't been passed to take it off. If we leave it there, there's only going to be a deficit of $100,000 that all the districts got to pay sewage debt. 50,000 of it is gonna be paid by District 13. If we leave it on there.
50%?
50,000.
Oh, 50.
And then it'd be only 100,000 debt.
And you're only talking about long-term debt, you're not talking about the operating deficit.
Until we get, until the full sewer study is done.
That's right.
So it's a reflection of everyone who's on the connectivity.
I have, until that's done, then I could see taking the 2.5 cents off. But I don't understand why the other districts are paying the sewers in Liverpool. We discussed this before. They're not help me do my septic system or pumping the tank. That's $300 some dollars. Plus I'm paying, I don't know, worse than,
Also gotta remember you're driving on the roads for free. They're paying 100% of the roads, you're for free. So.
Yeah, they aren't.
75.
Like 100%. 100% roads.
75.
75.
Well, that was 100% roads.
Roads and sidewalks.
Ms. Vino, have you done all the calculations on this?
No, because I didn't even know this was.
Okay, so prior to anything happening, Ms. Vino has to do all these calculations to figure out, make sure the numbers are all, they're all lined up. So first I heard of it today, so.
So we're just talking, so just want to know how much money is generated by this 2.5 cents, right?
So what Counselor Buse is saying, he wants.
Doesn't want the rate to decrease.
He wants, want the rate to decrease, so we need to decide if the sewer debt is 150,000, the motion of council needs to say that we're gonna allocate 10% of the sewer debt to District 13, or 50% or 70% in order to get to that magic 2.5 cent number.
But it has to be, and we read this after the budget, when we approve all the budget, this is all read at that meeting.
That's part of the motions for the tax rate.
So that's why the sewer has to put in.
Charlton, do you have a comment?
I guess, so the area rate for District 13 has always roughly stayed the same, except for the hydrant one fluctuates a little bit, or? So $50,000 will come out of the budget if that's decreased, so what Counselor Buse is saying is to keep the area rate the same and allocate that $50,000 towards the sewer debt.
Not allocated per se, it just increases the revenue, so at the end of the day, that's the point.
But it's $100,000 on a general operating as opposed to $150,000.
If $50,000 is correct, I don't know, I haven't done the math on that.
I mean, I understand what he's saying about, you know, people should pay for sewer if they don't have sewer, but also it's a bigger complex, so I'm just worried about, I guess, the other places that do have sewer. So it's a lot of, I guess.
Yeah, why don't we wait and see what the figures look like? Because we also have Caledonia that has a sewer treatment plant.
We have more context for this for budget?
Yeah, let's go.
Back the slides that she's given presentation, it was all broken out and look at the differences, but I do know that this year particularly, she pulled everything apart to make sure that the area rates were accurate, which is why she came up with reduction in District 13 as related to the debt for the roads and streets. So that's where the savings of 5% came from, but it certainly won't be an issue. I know that council would like to prepare next budget with the District 13 rate being the same, and I'll have the numbers there. So we will see how much difference that made. And for it to be, it doesn't get allocated per se to, does it go down to the sewer? Revenue for the area rate up above.
But
it will be factored in when we do the sewer rate for you.
But it says here, debt charges for assessment District 13. So it doesn't have sewers there.
No, that's for pavement, I think.
That's for roads and streets.
That's only roads.
Yeah, that's for roads.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. So to get the sewage debt on there, you have to put sewage in too.
And that's.
Is it a word?
Well, and recognize there's no methods to the madness of what we borrow for. So every year we might borrow, and it just becomes an accounting issue whether we borrow for a Brooklyn project or we borrow for a Liverpool project. There's no. And so in the future, we could borrow everything for Liverpool and based on that burden their rate higher,
yeah.
Or we could never borrow for Liverpool anymore and borrow more for other projects to reduce their rate, so it's, we just gotta be careful that we're not trying to move the balls around in order to put more debt on Liverpool going forward to the balance of the numbers, so.
And I understand that, but I don't think that the other, like, 10 districts, I guess, should be paying for the sewage.
Yeah, and you're talking debt, but it's, when we do the full review, it'll be debt and operating, which will be a very different number, I think.
I think it's important that we look at all of those things, you're absolutely right, fairness. I know, especially with the big Waterloo projects coming, because those have significant debt associated with them. And I mean, this is only, I'm not here anymore, but I would assume that those projects in particular would be associated with District 13. I don't think they would be associated with Brooklyn or North Queens, because they're physically in Liverpool and District 13. So that'll be part of what we do, and it's something that part of the study we look ahead for, and as we look at borrowing, and if borrowing, like we have borrowed from Brooklyn since I, for Brooklyn projects since I've been here, one in particular that I remember, but we can look at that financially when we do our capital plan to make sure, as the CAO said, everything balanced off, and I can bring that to everyone's attention when we do go over the capital plan, like this is for gas tax, and this is from borrowing, or this is from reserve, so we see that it, that 80%, we don't unfairly burden one or two districts above the others, so. So I'll run those numbers.
And the motion to move in camera. Moved by Counselor Gidney, seconded by Counselor Brown, that we move in camera.
You have to vote.
All those in favor?